All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Medical School Campus Public Infrastructure District. Today's April 28, 2026. It's 10:09 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone could state your name for the recording, we'll start with the board. Greg, your chair, you want to start?
Greg Stewart.
Shelley Sumbot.
Shelby Clymer with CLA District Accountant.
Matt Entz with Snow Jensen and Reese.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Matt back at the anchor location. Matt, do we have any members of the public?
We do not.
Okay. All right, board. So first up, board meeting minutes from our last meeting back in January. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
I did, and they do look accurate to me.
Okay. Could I get a motion then, Greg?
I make a motion that we approve the board minutes from January of 2026.
I second.
Perfect. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All right. That's unanimous. All right. Next up are the quarterly financials and the expenditures. So Shelby, if you want to just cover them both.
Okay, will do. Thanks, Michael. So board, first is the quarterly expenditure listing for the quarter. Only payments here are the were the scheduled interest and principal payments on the 2021A bonds. Those were paid primarily from surplus funds that were held with the trustee. And then no other payments here. As you're aware, we're kind of waiting for the audit to get wrapped up for those property tax funds to be released so that the district has funds for the expenses. So with that, I'll move into the first quarter financial statements for the district. Total assets at the end of March were about $1.4 million. In the capital projects funds, there's just about $70,000 sitting in that city performance fund. About $1.2 million in the debt service fund, which includes $392,000 in the surplus fund, and then the property tax receivable of about $836,000. The bulk of that has since been received. Greg, I got your email on Friday that you did receive those checks from the county. Liabilities, current accounts payable were about $40,000. Again, with kind of the carve-out funds and getting that caught up, the district will be able to bring those fees current. Next page is the general fund budget to actual. Expenses incurred through the first quarter, about $6,800. For accounting services and legal. Again, we'll have a transfer in here reflected with those carve-out funds. And then debt service fund here, revenues through March, just interest income of about $9,800. Expenditures, again, were that $1.2 million for the scheduled principal and interest payment on the 2021A bonds. Just a quick note here, I believe with the property tax collections, the district will have sufficient funds on hand to make this bond interest payment. And then the district will certify their tax rate again, of course, this summer. And then with property taxes received kind of towards the end of this year, first part of 2027, should then fund kind of the payments next year.
Shelby, when's that payment due?
So this, it's February 1 and August 1.
Okay.
Dates.
Okay.
So, and then as we get into kind of budgeting and once we see the taxable value for this year, we can kind of project that out a little bit further, Greg, for you, just so we can kind of see what that flow looks like.
Okay.
And then capital projects fund, only activity here is just some interest income that's earned on those funds sitting at UMB still. So before I kind of open it up for questions or motion, Greg, just want to talk a little bit about logistics. So it sounds like you were FedExing the checks to UMB. Once we see those deposited with UMB, we will send you a letter that we'll call like an administrative carve-out directive. That will just be the direction to UMB to then send funds back to the district for the administrative carve-out. So we'll prepare that, send that to you for a quick signature. And then we'll probably also need to coordinate with you. They'll send the funds to the Cache Valley Bank. And then those funds are then what you can use to kind of pay all of the consultants for CLA, Snow, Jensen, Reitz, and then the Haney bills as well.
Yeah, I'm actually just a little correction there. I'm actually not FedExing. I'm actually wiring the money to UMB tomorrow.
Okay. Okay.
Just be careful on wires. I hear people are trying to
Yes. Yeah, tell me
fraud you
about
out.
it.
Yeah. But if you need those, I assume you have those instructions, but if you need them sent to you again, I'm happy to send those to you, Greg.
Will you send them to me, Shelby? I believe Shelly sent them to me, but I just confirmed that it's the correct address. I'm assuming you got those from UMB, Shelly.
Yeah, Shelby, is that what you're referring to? UMB sent me their wire instructions. Okay, yeah. I sent that over to him yesterday.
Okay. Yep, I'll send it just to make sure you've got them, but yeah. And then, Greg, the other thing I was going to say on that too is that we, for a lot of other districts, we do kind of help with that process a little bit more if you would like us to. So we will often use bill.com, which is just kind of a cloud-based accounts payable workflow system where we can load the bills in, assign them to you and or Shelley to kind of review and approve, and then we can kind of facilitate the payments of those. So if that's something you're interested in and having us kind of take on the role of just kind of tracking all that, we'd be happy to do that.
That would be good.
Okay.
Yeah.
We will get moving
We
on.
should do that.
Okay. We will get moving on setting up that bill.com account, and then we'll just kind of reach out with instructions on what that will look like. And then I think the last piece on that is if you'd be able to work with the bank to just get us like a read-only login, that would be really helpful for our purposes as well.
Okay.
Okay, great. Any questions on the financial statements or anything else related to this?
I don't have any questions.
Okay, I'm going to assume Shelley, you don't have any either. So with that, the so with
No, I
that,
don't. No, I don't. Sorry.
okay, no problem. So what I would need then is a motion to accept the quarterly financials as well as the quarterly expenditure list.
I make a motion that we accept the quarterly financials and the quarterly
Expenditure list.
expenditure list.
Perfect. Thanks, Greg.
I second.
Okay, all those in favor say aye.
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 All right, two things that I have for you. One is the conflict of interest disclosures, the new ones that the state came out with. So, sounds like Tyler sent them. They're a lot more in depth than they've ever been. The legislature, those are the disclosures the legislature has to do. So I think because they're so much fun, they're making everybody else do them as well. So, sorry, we have to do
We,
them every year too.
I'm assuming we get those, and then get them back to Tyler.
Yeah, you can get them,
Okay.
Tyler, me, Matt, whoever.
Okay,
That way
perfect.
we just have them for the records.
We'll do that.
So every year going forward, there's going to be a 31-day window. So January 1st to January 31st is when they have to be done. And it can only be done in that window. It's kind of interesting. They have the window. So,
Yeah.
the other thing is state law changed this last session to where we need to hold our board meetings either in the district or in the sponsoring entity of the district, if the district doesn't have facilities to have the meeting. So, is there room at the school? Is there like a public place at the school? Or we could go somewhere inside of Provo City?
No,
Tell us.
we can certainly have that in the medical school boardroom.
Okay.
And
Is there someone?
Michael, we should clarify too that we can still do the meetings over Zoom. We just
Yes.
need to have someone at that location. And it
Okay.
doesn't even need to be a board member. It just needs to be someone so that if a member of the public shows up They can participate on the Zoom call.
So the chief of staff for the medical school could be that person that would welcome anybody from the public. We don't necessarily have to be there in person, but we have to have a location where the public can come. Is that what it's designed for?
Correct. And we've essentially been using our office in St. George for that because the law didn't previously say we had to do it at a particular place, but now they've narrowed it down and we have to do it within the pit if we can, and if we can't, then within the creating entity. So.
So that won't be a problem at all.
Okay. So we just need whoever it is just to log on to the meeting and then just be there and have the log on going while the meeting's going. So we'll also need their contact information because the other thing they'll need to do is actually physically post the agenda at least 24 hours in advance. And we'll obviously provide them the agenda. Christy will coordinate all of that like she normally does, but they'll just have to post it in a public location there. So, Like if you need on the boardroom door, something like that.
So can I have you're going to be coordinating with Skylar Richards at the
Okay.
school, and so I probably should get the two of you in contact, so she knows in advance what she needs to do.
Okay, perfect.
You take care of that, Michael.
Yep. The other option is I drive down to Provo.
Okay, from where?
But I don't want to do it if I don't have to. I don't think that'll be necessary. There's plenty of people that will help out down there. Okay.
We're good there.
Nice. No, I live in the upper west side of Salt Lake County. I live in Magna. I'm trying to give us a new, I don't know what to say. People have always given Magna a hard time, so I'm
A new
trying to
image.
lift the reputation, calling it the Upper West Side.
The Upper West Side. There you go. It sounds like you live in Manhattan.
Exactly. That's why I want to say it. So.
out by the new prison.
We're a little further south, but yeah, I can see it when I'm driving down the hill. So, all right, you guys have anything for us?
We don't. Let me think. So you know, I expressed to Shelby on Friday that we had that checks. So just so you can anticipate, I will wire that money to UMB, and as soon as it gets back into that account, we'll pay those bills.
Okay. Perfect.
Sounds good. Thanks, Craig.
All right.
After look for the developer update for the quarterly report, I'll send that to you if there's any updates. If you could just tell me, that way we can make those changes. Matt, can you think of anything else?
I don't have anything else.
Okay. All right. Last thing then would be a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion that we adjourn.
Thanks,
I
Craig.
second.
Thanks, Shelley. All those in favor say aye.
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 Hey, good to see you guys.